KK4FTU. Cody, have you made it over?
FTU, KK4RQO, yep, we hear loud and proud, I hope. Yes, I did get the email, and yes, I did register.
I just sent you another one about a neat-looking antenna. Might want to check it out. Just about 2 minutes ago, KK4FTU.
Roger, roger. Yeah, let's see here. Yeah, I'm actually in the process of working on the software now. I've got three elements of it. I got a logging for just general logging, which I'm going to be using that for the 2 meter net. I'm going to play with a few just blank demos to see how that works. And if it's like I think it's going to be, I'm going to use this for net logging. But I like my log 4OM for my own personal HF work. But, yeah. And then I got the summer field day and winter field day in there. But I tell you, old Paul, he about, I get out there, and I was thinking it was this, you know, this whole crazy thing to do. And he told me, and then another fellow was like, yeah, I bought the software, like $50. I'm like, dude, I'll take the, I'll just take the assistance. And Paul's like, all that is just for the password. You could have downloaded the software all day long. All that was the password. And I'm like, And I unhooked my laptop and brought it out here. When all you had to do was give me the key code sheet. Lord have mercy, shame on the man.
Live and learn. So now you got something you can practice up on with these men on the winter field day and get proficient at it.
Roger. Yep, I'm going to be playing with this stuff for a fair bit, and we'll be close to your neck of the woods there. Here, I think it's sometime next month, if all goes well. I will keep you posted. I will not say much more than this. We'll be activating a location if we get permission on the state line. So if you get a wild hair, you might come down and visit with us.
If I'm not back at work by then, I hope to be back at work. Still hadn't heard anything, KK4FTU.
Roger on that. Yep. Well, I tell you, I'm hoping here before too long I'll be ordering those LED hazard lights to put on the tractors. That's going to be a fun project.
To contact the guy over at Hickory Tavern about that Freightliner Unimog.
If I had that kind of money, I could think of a whole lot more awesome things that I'd be going after. But after looking into it, I'm like, yeah. But, not very practical for the farm application, at least for what we do here. Now, if we had a couple of thousand acres, that'd be a whole other thing.
Well, front end loader and a dump truck, all right there, KK4FTU. It looks almost like a Swiss Army knife.
Not bad. I just saw the hydraulic hammer, chainsaw, backhoe, front loader. I didn't know nothing about no dump bed.
I'm just looking at it on my phone. I didn't look at it on a computer, KK4FTU.
Roger, roger. Yep. Yeah, let's see here. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm putting in, setting up the logging software right now. So, KK4RQO. Alrighty. Just for the sake of doing KK4RQO for those out yonder radio land that like to hear it. Oh man, I tell you. Excuse me there. If it wouldn't have been for the timing I would have had the most awesome video of a takeoff over there at the airport. There was a private jet flew in from over in Dallas, and it was pretty dang awesome. He did a short takeoff, and I was like, dang. And, that was pretty cool, but because of the fact that it got too dark, it was just one big bright blur. So, won't be putting that on YouTube.
Isn't as short as Mike Tatey's Draco was it?
Close. But I tell you, I was laughing, I was joking with Paul. I said, he told me that the passcode basically for one keypad on the thing is good for the whole property. I started laughing. I said, that's about like John Deere. You get a key for a 4105, you can go steal you a $100,000-plus cotton picker combine for the take the same key as a $30,000 4105.
They think so, and they got to where you gotta give serial numbers to get parts for stuff because of that reason. KK4FTU.
But I joke with them and say, well, shoot, since you got the code, maybe I can grease your palm a little bit there with some extra cash. And you open that thing up, and me and a couple of my buddies will come out here with our top fuel tractors and have a drag race down that long, nice runway.
I bet he didn't like that. The FAA definitely wouldn't like that.
Didn't say nothing, he just shook his head. I just started laughing. I said, you don't have to shake your chain. Although, if I was to buy that RC airplane I told you about, showed you pictures of, I would most definitely be walking through the walk-through gate and launching that thing off that runway. That'd be perfect.
Tower there.
If the tower, radio room, everything's in the main terminal.
Tower there, though, right? You would get far, though, because they'd be scrambling to get you out of the way and get that thing back out of their airspace, KK4FTU.
Don't mess with it. But, mercy, I tell you. My luck just ain't seeming to go worth a squat these past few weeks. Just when I thought things were getting better, they weren't, because I had an awesome opportunity to throw it in my lap, but I won't be able to use it because I ain't got nowhere to put it. I got the deal of a lifetime for a Dream Tower. 60-foot crank up, and you can lay it over. So it's got both. You lower the thing down, and then you lay it over. Okay? And, it's got coax, and like I say, it would be the ultimate tower. Problem is I have nowhere to stick it, and I honestly ain't got time to do nothing with it right now. But on the flip side of that coin, I could probably sell it for a sizable chunk of change.
All kinds of room around the house to put a tower up, KK4FTU. You got a place to put it up.
Actually, I don't. At least not the way I'd want to do it. But actually, Dad, I've got my idea of what I'm wanting to do, and I think I'm just going to hold out and build my original idea of the platform where you can go up there and do your work. I mean, the crank up. I've just had bad experience with crank up towers and the cables breaking and rusting and seizing up and all that crap. And then you gotta. Yeah. I don't think I want to mess with the crank up tower after the one I got out here decided to croak on me.
I'd love to get a hold of something like that. Knowing my luck, though, they want an arm and a leg for it.
Sure. If the fella ever gets back to me with the price, or if it costs a little extra because I'd get someone to go down there and get after it to get it down.
But I
yeah, I'll let you know.
Interested in that, so keep both of us in mind, but definitely, yeah, that sounds like a real good deal.
Roger, roger. Yeah, like I said, my dream radio tower setup would be 100-foot, 125-foot platform. Don't mind climbing the ladder. And then I get up there on that platform, and I can walk around the thing, and I'm going to have safety rails all around it. And I'll just pick up a pole, mast pole out from the corner to work on the antenna up there. All the coax, the rotor control cable, any power lines for lights or et cetera. Anything to do with emergency power, because when I do it like that, I'm probably going to put some solar panels with some backup batteries in case the power goes out, so I can just throw a switch from inside the room here to run the computer, the radios, et cetera. All that stuff will be ran through ridge conduit, buried underground, and ran back into the house. So, all of it will be watertight. And, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm going to go after. It's going to cost an arm and a leg. When it is done, that thing is going to be awesome.
Free house. It is. And have antennas on top of it, KK4FTU.
That might be another option, but see, there's also another thing I might consider doing. No, because I don't feel like having my eardrums exploded every time they do the test. I would say I'd talk to the county and say, hey, if you want to put a tornado siren out here, I'll let you. They'll pay me so much a month for rental space on the platform. Y'all can stick one out here for this end of the county since all areas you got them in is the city. And we kind of need one out on this end. But, like I said, I don't think that'd be a very smart idea. They hit that sucker, I'd probably poop my pants and probably have a massive heart attack when that sucker went off.
Egg production, too, that close. Scare all the chickens where they don't want to lay any eggs.
For sure. The neighbors would love me too, especially if I was to say, hey, I'll cut y'all a price cheap if y'all go set that sucker off about 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, the neighbors may not like you very much for that.
Now, they sound the siren, especially if they planned it just right, and it was just a standard old rainstorm, and then come across with this announcement. Don't be alarmed, folks. This is just the early morning test. That's all it says. Get back to your lives, citizens.
They change your drawers and keep on a going. KK4FTU.
Before I kill you, I change your drawers and get back to work.
Cop's car came in. I got it where it's running like it should be. I still got to have it replace the catalytic converter on one of the cylinder banks, but it's running a lot smoother now. Got that taken care of. Tried taking care of the tire pressure monitoring system. Get that light knocked out, but apparently haven't done that yet. So we're still working on that. KK4FTU.
Roger. Yeah, this is going to be a fun deal to set up. Not really, but it'll be interesting to see how it works. So far on the... Heck, I haven't even gotten into the software good. I'm still on the setup screen, but so far, the information they need the call sign, country, continent, latitude, longitude, operator, initials. Blah, blah, blah. So, but yeah, I think I can actually wing this to use it for the net. Considering it's only 15, 16 check-ins, which would be nice. Then I can just boom, 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 boom. No more buying notebooks, no more buying pens, and no more having to sit there one-handed writing with a pen driving and hoping someone don't pee up while I'm doing it.
But keep a pen and a notebook handy in case having to do it by auxiliary power, KK4FTU.
Roger, roger. Which, dang, I didn't realize there are so many modes of operation. All right, AM, ATV, AMTOR, C4FM, I'm familiar with it, CHIP, Clover. Yeah, there's like, my gosh. Crap. Oh my lord, this is wild.
Something's gonna keep you occupied for a little while. Did you get some rain down there today?
Roger, a little bit. I kinda just, half a mind to throw this cat out the window. I'm sitting here trying to do this junk, and he's sitting here trying to chew on my Bluetooth and jump all up here in my face, and I'm like, cat, I ain't having no part of that stuff right now.
Don't blame me there, KK4FTU.
I think we got this figured out, and if this is the case, I may dump log 4OM. I'm actually kind of starting to like the layout of this thing. Let's try something here. All right. So we're going to... Okay, that's pretty dang sweet. I didn't even have to put the date in. I just clicked it. Boom, 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 done. Band 2 meters, FM, 4 or 5 watts. Time off. Try something here. Let's try Yokal. This is KK4RQO for those out yonder radio land. And alrighty. See if the old thing. Alrighty, I guess I'll just have to play around with it for a while. This is incredible. They actually have a spot in here for Ned logging. I cannot believe this. This is too cool. KK4RQO.
Remember this software?
November 3, Foxtrot, Juliet, Papa's Amateur Radio Software is what it says here on the paper with all the key code stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, just look at N3FJP Amateur Radio Software. Sucker's about $50. And it's got a whole crap ton of stuff inside of it. This is just logging in. This is just personal logging. I'm not even scratching the surface.
See that in the call sign at the first of that began?
3 Foxtrot. That's November 3 Foxtrot. Juliet Papa.
Thank you again, KK4FTU.
Yep. This, wow, I'm going to have my work cut. If it rains all day tomorrow, I'm not going to complain at all. This is just too cool. My life has been saved. I will be so looking forward to running. It's more often now.